Time now for the news from Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Haven. The Sisney High School freshman class will be holding a spaghetti supper fundraiser Friday, January 26th in the Sisney High School cafeteria. Serving times are from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Meal will consist of spaghetti, salad, rolls, dessert, and drinks. Dinner is by donation at the door. The Sisney Running Lions basketball team and cheerleaders will host two games against Patoka beginning at 6:15 p.m., making it a perfect night for dinner before the game. The Fairfield City Council will meet Tuesday night at 6 p.m. in the council chambers of City Hall. A public hearing will be held at 5:45 p.m. for rezoning of property. Items on the agenda include amending the zoning code, adopting policies for collection process, closed bills, and updating the police and fire eligibility list. In other news, area residents interested in the nursing program at Frontier Community College should apply as soon as possible. Applications for the Fall 2018 Associate Degree in Nursing program will be accepted through Thursday, February 15th. All applicants must attend one informational meeting held on FCC's campus. Applicants may choose from Thursday, January 25th from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the LRC room 127, Thursday, February 8th from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the LRC room 127, Wednesday, February 14th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the CBW room 105. Applicants must also take the test of essential academic skills exam prior to enrolling in the nursing program. The TEAS exam may be taken up to two times, and the students must score at the proficient level or higher prior to the application deadline of February 15th. FCC has scheduled three separate testing dates to choose from: Monday, January 22nd from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the RLM building, room 24, Friday, February 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the RLM building, room 24, and Tuesday, February 13th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the RLM building, room 24. To reserve a seat in one of the informational meetings, or for more information about the program, call FCC's Nursing Department at 618-842-3711. A complete list of applicant requirements can be obtained from the Nursing Department or online at www.iecc.edu/nursing. The nursing program is provided through Olney Central College on FCC's campus.
Finding a good automotive repair shop is kind of like finding a good doctor. When you need one, you only want the very best. That's why more and more people choose Cherry Street Automotive in Carmi. Automotive repair, 24-hour towing, tires, collision repair, you'll find it all at Cherry Street Automotive. There's no need to look anywhere else. You want the very best, and that's what you will get at Cherry Street Automotive on East Cherry Street in Carmi. Call 382-7165 for an appointment today.
Each month, Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors an employee who has exemplified outstanding patient care and customer service. In January, Jennifer Smith, RN, a night shift nurse at the Medical Surgical Unit and Intensive Care Unit, was named Employee of the Month. Jennifer is an exceptional nurse and often receives compliments from patients and peers regarding the compassion and level of care she provides. She is known to help guide newly graduated nurses on providing compassion and high-quality patient care. She goes out of her way to ensure they feel confident in their position. Jennifer amplifies what it means to be an excellent nurse. The entire village of Bone Gap is under a boil order until further notice. Customers should boil their water to be used for human consumption. In other news, a 20-year-old Danielle P. Steiner of Thompsonville was driving a 2004 Ford passenger car northbound on Illinois Route 34, just north of Weber Cemetery Road in Saline County at 1:38 p.m. Friday afternoon. For unknown reasons, she crossed the center line into the southbound lane. A 1998 International truck was driven by 47-year-old Marshall W. Cisna of Nortonville, Kentucky, was southbound on Route 34 and was unable to avoid Steiner's Ford, striking it on the driver's side door. Steiner was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash by the Saline County Coroner's Office. Cisna did not receive any injuries as a result of the traffic crash. An Illinois State Police Reconstruction Officer has been assigned to assist with the crash investigation. The ISP District 19 was assisted at the crash scene by Saline County Sheriff's Department, Saline County Ambulance Service, Saline County Coroner's Office, Galicia Police Department, Galicia Fire and Rescue, Jones Towing Service, and Vernell's Towing Service. Heather L. Browning, 43, of Carmi, entered a guilty plea in Hamilton County on Thursday and has been sentenced to 4 years in the Department of Corrections. She will have to serve 2 years of parole once she is released from the Department of Corrections. Browning had originally been placed on probation in Hamilton County on October 15, 2015, but violated probation by committing a burglary in White County on October 13, 2016. She pled guilty to the White County burglary charge on January 10th. The four-year sentences in White and Hamilton counties will run concurrently. Wayne County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service Office out of Paducah, Kentucky, are sponsoring a free weather spotters class in Fairfield, Illinois. The class is being held at Frontier Community College on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. It is open to anyone interested and completely free. Online registration is required. Just go to www.weather.gov/PAH/spotter-training to register for the class. The Fairfield Community High School Mulebackers will be hosting their annual Bingo and Silent Auction Night on Saturday, January 27, 2018 at 7 p.m. in the Fairfield American Legion Hall. This fundraising event is once again being held in honor of all the local veterans. As such, all veterans will be granted their first set of bingo cards free to the event with proof of ID. A proportion of the evening's proceeds will be donated to the Veterans Memorial Park renovations at Lakeside. The community is invited to come out and support not only the Mulebackers, but our local veterans in attendance and community upgrades. Several area businesses and individuals have generously donated items towards the silent auction. A complete list of items will be available on the FCHS Mulebackers Facebook page. Moderators for the evening will be none other than Fairfield's Sheldon Bunting and Jeff Zerlini. Light refreshments will be served. Admittance to the event is limited to individuals age 21 and older. In other news, U.S. prosecutors have told a judge they seek the death penalty against a 28-year-old man charged with the kidnapping and killing of a University of Illinois scholar from China. Federal prosecutors filed a notice Friday with the U.S. District Court in Central Illinois. It cites, among other factors, that Brent Christensen's alleged killing of Yingying Zhang involved torture. Christensen is charged with the July kidnapping and death of the 26-year-old. Her body hasn't been found, but authorities say they have evidence she's dead. Christensen's trial is slated to begin February 27th. He has pled not guilty. The annual meeting of the White County Farm Bureau, held on Wednesday, January 17th, marked the 97th annual gathering of the membership. About 85 members and guests attended the meeting. Larry Beck of Carmi was reelected to serve as president. Bryce Williams of Enfield was elected as vice president. Kevin Seifried of Grayville was reelected to serve as the secretary treasurer. All three officers will serve a one-year term. Members also elected five district directors. Brandon Barbary of Burnt Prairie was elected for a one-year term in District 1. Eric Henning from Crossville was elected for a three-year term in District 1. Brian Brandt of Carmi was elected for a three-year term in District 2. Vance Brzezinski was reelected for a one-year term in District 3. Kyle Hoskins was reelected for a three-year term in District 3. Mike Wicker of Enfield was elected to complete the remaining District 2 terms of Bryce Williams. Larry Beck recognized four retiring directors. Retiring from the board were Don Duvall, Rusty Walsh, Richard Curd, and Ken Lamont. These four directors retired with 107 years of cumulative experience as an officer or director for the White County Farm Bureau. David Brown, president of the White County Historical Society, gave a talk to the history of different settlements in White County, the Illinois Bicentennial, and the efforts of the Historical Society.
Transform your living room and live life comfortably with Lazy Boy Furniture from Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Visit our showrooms to save on our Lazy Boy specials on chairs, sectionals, recliners starting at $299, sofas and dual reclining performance like leather sofas for $899 or add power and pay just $1199. Our superior Lazy Boy recliners recline flat, glide, rock, heat and massage. We have Lazy Boy Furniture to match every style and every budget at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Crude oil is at $56.25, unchanged from yesterday. Opal E. Ann Thomas, 73 of Fairfield, died at 8:25 p.m. Thursday, January 18, 2018, at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Born on August 5, 1944 in Flora, to Paul S. and Bonnie Lou Thompson, Jr., she has been a homemaker, a waitress, and worked at Roadmaster for over 15 years. Opal married William L. Thomas in Albin on June 1, 1960. Survivors include her husband, William L. Thomas of Fairfield, daughters Christina Kolak of Fairfield, and Tammy Mizo of Amboy, Illinois. Son, Steve Thomas of Fairfield. Her favorite child, Gidget the dog. Grandchildren, Ashley Kolak, Jeremy Kolak, Dustin Thomas, Amy Keener, Jimmy Mizo, Whitney Lewis, Samantha Peach, Brandon Thomas, and Heather Waters. 13 great-grandchildren and several nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her father, Paul Thomas, mom and stepdad, Bonnie and Junior Hayes, son William Thomas Jr., great-grandson Landon Keener, and grandson-in-law Matthew Waters. Funeral services for Opal Ann Thomas will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 24th at the Johnson of Vaughn Funeral Home with burial in the Brown Cemetery near Mount Airy. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday at the funeral home. Memorials in her honor may be made to the family for the expenses and will be accepted at the Johnson of Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. Condolences can be left for the family at www.facebook.com/Johnson of Vaughn Funeral Home. Douglas Doug Atterbury, age 85, of West Salem, Illinois, passed from this life to the next on January 18, 2018. Doug was born on July 19, 1932, in Flora, Illinois, to Lauren and Della Atterbury. He married Barbara Choate in Fairfield, Illinois, on August 31, 1952, and they have celebrated over 65 anniversaries. Doug enjoyed life with Barb and their family and accomplished much during his lifetime. He graduated from Decatur Barber College and was a barber for many years. He also was an accountant representative for WVLN Radio in Olney, Illinois, for 7 years, and had a weekly radio show featuring jazz musical stylings. He later held that same position at WFIW Radio in Fairfield, Illinois, for 20 years, and continued sharing his love of jazz music through his weekly radio show. Doug was a member of the First Christian Church at West Salem, where he taught the adult Sunday school class for several years. It has been said of Doug, he was a great example for other believers, and also has such a nice smile and sense of humor. He was preceded in death by his parents and one sister, Marion Larson. Left to enjoy special memories are his wife, Barbara of West Salem, 3 sons, Philip Atterbury of Titusville, Pennsylvania, Mark Atterbury of Kissimmee, Florida, Scott Atterbury of Albion, Illinois, 5 grandchildren, Michelle Messina, Douglas Atterbury, Robert Atterbury, Ty Atterbury, and Maya Atterbury, 4 grandchildren, Griffin, Alyssa, Alexis, and Axel. A visitation will be held from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Wednesday, January 24th, 2018, at the First Christian Church in West Salem. A celebration of life, well lived, will follow at 11 a.m. A private burial will take place at a later date. Online condolences and fond memories may be left for the family at www.ingrahamfh.net. Ingraham Funeral Home of West Salem is honored to be entrusted with the arrangements. Ronald Stark, 62, of Fairfield, passed away at 12:35 a.m. on Friday the 19th at his home. He has been a general labor / forklift driver at Pacific Cycle for 20-plus years. Ronald was born in Reinert on August 4, 1955, to Robert and Rose Ellen Stark. Ronald is survived by 2 daughters, Amber Morton and Crystal Atterbury, both of Fairfield. Son Ron Stark of Fairfield, 2 sisters, Ruby Dubbin of Glendale Heights, Illinois, Rita Dickey of Rockton, Illinois, brother Randall Stark of Plainfield, Illinois, 5 grandchildren also survived. Ronald was preceded in death by his parents, wife Wilma Stark, 1 sister and 3 brothers. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. Tuesday, January 23rd at Johnson of Vaughn Funeral Home with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Monday, January 22nd, at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to the funeral home to help with funeral expenses. Johnson Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Gloria White, 90, of Allendale, passed away at the United Methodist Village South Campus in Lawrenceville on January 18, 2018. There will be a short service at Ingraham Funeral Home in Allendale, Illinois, on Tuesday morning, January 23rd at 10 a.m. There will be no viewing. Respects may be paid before the services, with visitation being held from 9 to 10 a.m. Burial will be at the Allendale Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, in Mount Carmel. Online condolences and memories may be shared with the family at www.ingrahamfh.net. Ingraham Funeral Home of Allendale is honored to be entrusted with the arrangements.
Happy 2018 from Wabash Communications. Resolve to replace your TV plan with an even better one from Wabash. Expand your enjoyment with Wabash's TV service and get all your favorite channels, plus your locals. Enjoy DVR, HD channels, premium channels, and more. Stay local and safe with Wabash. Call 665-3311 or visit wabash.net today. Service availability will depend on location. Restrictions may apply.
Time now for your Classic Hits forecast. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 48. Tonight, a chance of drizzle or light rain, mainly after 11 p.m. Patchy fog, otherwise cloudy with a low around 38. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of light rain, patchy fog before noon, otherwise cloudy with a high near 51. Tomorrow night, a chance of showers with a low around 47. We have your local news, weather, and sports. We're your Classic Hits station, or WFIW 104.9 FM.